getting to know the church a little more. And so we are thankful for the things he's doing to serve the Lord and looking forward to have him come and share the word with us. Thank you, Pastor Josiah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Luke. Appreciate it. I bring you greetings in the Lord, and bring you greetings from Ghana, West Africa, and bring you greetings from Crossroads Baptist Church. I'm so delighted to be here this morning, and thank God that there are believers on the other side of the globe who believe and worship the Lord, and whom we also at the other side of the globe can see ourselves as one people in Christ. For the Bible tells us that in Christ there's no east or west, there's no north or east. For we are one in the body of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day to all mothers here.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad that we have mothers, godly mothers, who we can count on and who we can count on as godly mothers who will bring their children God's way.
Amen.
For when we have mothers, godly mothers, that will ship up their children, we can have a better society. We can have a better nation.
Amen.
A better society that will please God. So I'm glad that this morning we are celebrating Mother's Day. This morning, around about 5 o'clock in the morning, I was in bed. I called my wife and said, Happy Mother's Day. She was on her way to church. And so I said, Happy Mother's Day. I love you. And I believe that many, many here also have called their mothers. Amen? But this morning, I'm glad that you can have me here. It's been a long time, 8 years. And the privilege of coming here, feel at home. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much, Pastor, and the leadership of the church for giving me this opportunity. I'm excited to be here. If you have your Bibles with you, please take them out and turn with me to Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 20. Genesis 3. In verse number 20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Eve was the mother of all living. Amen. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we come into your presence, for accept our worship this morning. Even as we hear your word this morning, prepare our hearts to receive your word. Father, Lord, having received it, we will do by it also. I pray that, oh God, you will help us to understand these things that are written in your word. I pray for your servant, even as he brings forth your word, give him a loose lip. And oh God, even as I preach this morning in your stead, may you be glorified. Even as John said, that you will be lifted up, that he will be looked down upon. Receive all the glory this morning. For this we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I would like to speak to you on the topic, Mothers That Make Difference. Mothers that make difference. There are mothers, but there are mothers that make difference. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. The Bible tells us that the first woman that God created was Eve. And Eve did not come as a result of God giving her that name, but Adam called Eve because she was the mother of all living things. And Adam called Eve the mother of all living things. And from the Bible, we have read that Eve was the first mother who gave birth to children. Of course, Eve gave birth to many, many children, both sons and daughters. But the Bible recalled three sons, Cain, Abel, and Seth. And of course, Abel was murdered by Cain. But through the lineage of Seth, the Bible tells us that we now have the access to call God our Father, because God has given them a son of a religious line. And once Eve becomes the mother of all living things, she then gave birth to Seth, and we learn that Seth was brought up in the lineage of God. So Mother Eve has nurtured Seth. Mother Eve has provided for Seth. And Mother Eve has raised up Seth in a way that the whole nation, the whole world, can then worship God and call upon his name. Mothers are remarkable people. They have remarkable abilities to change the world. And if that will happen, they have the ability to do that to their children. In fact, I believe that it's not only women who give birth are mothers, but women who even take care of others' children are also mothers. Taking care of other people's children are not easy. I've had privilege to live with some people in my growing years as a small boy, because my parents traveled and had to live with different ones. But at that point in time, they became my parents. So mothers are very important in the society. But this morning, I speak to you on mothers who make difference. And there are a few mothers in God's word who make differences that I would like to point out to you this morning. Mothers who make difference. When we look in the Bible, in Exodus chapter number 2, from verse 1 to 4, Exodus 2 from verse 1 to 4, the Bible says, "And a man of the house of Levi went and took a wife of the daughter of Levi, so that the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, dubbed it asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and lay it in the reed by the river banks." This mother that made a difference in the life of her son, Moses, I would call her a protective mother. Amen. There came a time in the life of Israel that the children of Israel grew by population, that the rulers of Egypt thought that it will come a time that the sons of the children of Israel will rise up against the children of Egypt. And if that happened, they will overthrow us. So we need to work hard. And the Bible says that Pharaoh then said, all male children should be executed, but all female children born by the Israelite women should live. And the Bible tells us that that was just that time that Moses was born. Moses' mother conceived Moses. And when the Bible says, and when she gave birth to Moses, she saw that that child was beautiful. God gives children. Amen. I believe from conception, children are human. And I believe children are gifts from God. The Bible says that Moses' mother saw that the child was beautiful. And in seeing that the child was beautiful, she did not want that child destroyed. She did not want that child killed. The Bible says she took a plan. And that plan was to keep the baby. She took a risk. Our nation needs women or mothers that will take risks. She took a risk, and the risk was to hide baby Moses. Because there was something peculiar about that child. For every child born out of a lady or a mother has a peculiar thing in him or in her. The Bible says she hid the child for 3 months. And when she could no longer hide baby Moses, she made a basket, put the baby in, and went to the river Brooks and left the child. And then she told the sister, Mariam, Mariam, you'll be here. Watch over the child. God has his own ways of doing things. And the Bible says the daughter of Pharaoh came by, hearing the cry of a baby, she inquired, whose child was that? His servant says, this is one of the children or the child of the Israelite women. He said, bring forth the child. Just in time, Mariam runs. The sister of Mariam runs to her and said, do you need a nurse to take care of this baby? Oh, I thank God for God. That in the midst of persecution, in the midst of all the devilish things that Pharaoh did, he preserved Moses for a period to deliver the children of Israel. And the Bible says that the mother of Moses was the same one to take care of Moses. There was something peculiar. There was something beautiful. There was something special about that child. She kept that child. She kept that child at the risk of her life. She kept that child at the risk of what she would give out. It didn't matter what would happen to her. But she kept that child. Brethren, physically, mothers protect us. They protect us by their strength. Mentally, they teach us the right things, the right way to go. And emotionally, they protect us from all things. I thank God for mothers, even as we celebrate mothers today. And I pray that there will be mothers who will protect their children. Amen. At the risk of their lives. I come from a place that's a developing nation. And I've seen mothers go hungry that their children will eat. But I thank God for godly mothers who will pray for their children and hope that God will raise up godly children to raise up a godly nation. And Moses' mother was one of those mothers, a protective mother. Mothers who will love their children. Secondly, we see another mother. 1 Samuel chapter 1, from verse number 24 to 28. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. The Bible tells us in verse number 24, it says, and when she had weighed him, she took him with her, with 3 bulls, 1 ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Verse 25. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Elah. Verse 26, and she said, "Oh, my Lord, as thy soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I pray, and the Lord has granted me my petition which I asked of him." Verse number 28, "Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." So they worship the Lord there. This is a mother who is supportive. A supportive mother. Mother Hannah was a supportive mother. The Bible tells us that Hannah was a barren woman who prayed for a son. She was barren not because of some sickness that had occurred in her body. She was barren because the Lord has sealed her womb. It's the Lord that opens up womb. It's the Lord that gives children. The Bible says that because she was barren and her rival Penina will provoke her to anger, the Bible says that she went to Shiloh in the temple of the Lord and prayed. And she prayed unto the Lord. And even at the point, she prayed so much that she was crying and her utterances were not heard. And the priest Eli came by and said, "Woman, why are you drunk? This is morning. Why are you drunk?" And Hannah said, "I am not drunk. For my spirit prayeth unto the Lord."
Hallelujah.
Brethren, sometimes we need to cry when we are earnestly asking the Lord for something.
Amen.
So she prayed, and the Bible says she prayed, and she vowed a vow. And she vowed that, "Lord, if you will grant me a son, I will give him back to you." The Lord heard her prayers.
Hallelujah.
The Lord answered her prayer. And the Lord gave her a son.
Amen.
The son grew in the Lord. And when it was time, the Bible says that she took the son back to the temple, even as she has vowed to the Lord. Brethren, why am I talking about Hannah? Salma became a servant of the Lord, one of the most powerful prophets of God's time. Because the mother supported him in prayers.
Amen.
Because the mother supported him in prayers. Wherein she continued to support Hannah. Samuel, till he was grown. Very, I tell you what, there are many of us who will choose careers for our children simply because we don't want what they will choose personally. But whatever it is, be supportive of your children. Pray to God for them. Pray that God will raise up and give them good careers of their choice. A career that when they are in, they'll be able to please God. Hannah supported her son, Samuel. And Samuel grew up in the Lord.
Amen.
God answers her prayer for children because she prayed earnestly. From where I come from, there are many women who daily will pray for children. Because the Lord has sealed their wounds. There are couples that have been married for years and have no children because the Lord has sealed their wounds. And there are times that they have prayed. And in fact, my assistant pastor got married and 5 years there was no children. I said, "Pastor, we don't know what to do again." I said, "Don't give up. Don't give up. The Lord will answer your prayer."
Amen.
The Lord will answer your prayer. In fact, you know, when the Lord answered their prayers, he gave them twins.
Amen.
And the last one, they gave birth to their last baby 3 months ago. He said, "Pastor, you know what? My wife has delivered. But this time, we want to name the baby after you. We want your name to be on our baby. I said, thank you for that honor. Brethren, let's support our children with our prayers. Let's support our children in their careers. Let's pray. As mothers, if you go on your knees and pray earnestly and fervently for your children, the Lord will provide in their life. The Lord will answer prayers in their life. And you will not even believe that the Lord is answering that prayer.
Amen.
Hannah became a supportive mother. Not only did she become, or we see Hannah as a supportive mother, but in 2 Timothy 1, verses 1 to 5, we see another mother there. 2 Timothy, verse 1, chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5, the Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, Timothy's faith and heritage. I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefather did, without ceasing. I remember you in my prayers day and night. Verse 4. Gladly desiring to see, be mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. Verse 5. Then I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that it's in you also. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, we have an instructive mother. An instructive mother. We see Mother Eunice teaching her son, Timothy, the ways of the Lord. The Bible tells us that she taught her son so that even the Apostle Paul saw the faith that is in Timothy, the son. That the Apostle Paul will recommend that faith is a genuine faith. I don't know, but I come from a place in Ghana, sometimes parents go to church and leave their children home. They don't really care about what the spirituality of the children becomes. But mothers, I tell you what, if you need true blessings from God, you need to instruct your children in the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
Instruct them, teach them the scriptures. Show them the Bible. Pray with them. Lead the way so that they follow. Eunice became an instructive mother. The first thing they will hear from a mother's voice is that of Jesus Christ. It saddened my heart that we are in the times where many mothers even forget to pray with their children before they go to bed. It saddened my heart that many mothers will not take the Bible to read to their children before they leave for school. It saddened my heart that many mothers are not involved in the life of their children. But Hannah was involved in the life of her boy. She instructed him the way to go. The Bible says, teach the child the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Amen.
Mothers, I challenge you this morning, instruct your children. Instruct your children. Don't leave them to grow wayward. I had a mother who was very strict. In fact, my dad was stricter than my mother. And the king was always in our house. With 7 boys growing up, two girls, and as boys always in the house we fight. Dad was gone out. My dad was pastoring. He was a teacher and a headmaster or a principal. And dad was always doing something out. Our mother and everything. She needed to use the cane. If she does not use the cane, the five of us will be fighting every time. There was always noise. And my mother would not let the cane rest. Now I sit back as an adult and I tell my mom, thank you for using the cane. For if you had not used the cane, I don't know what God will lead me. But thank you for using the cane. Mothers, many mothers pretend to love the children even in evil. The child has done wrong things, straighten the child up. Don't pat the child on the back. Child, don't do that again. That's not enough. Instruct them. Sometimes they will cry. It's good to cry. When they cry, bring them back to you. I'm sorry, but I'm preaching in my culture. Because my culture, cane is not forbidden. In my culture, I can take a neighbor's son who has disobeyed and straighten him up. In my culture, I could discipline a child that has come to church and misbehaved. And I will pick the child and go back to the parents and tell them, your child misbehaved at church and I discipline him. That's my culture. Let's straighten our children up. Let's instruct them. Somebody said the cane will not kill them. It will straighten them up. I know the young children don't like to hear that. But sometimes the cane is good. Teach them diligently. One time, my son said, Dad, I'm not going to church today. I have so much schoolwork to do. I said, son, do you know whose house you're living in? You better go wash down, dress, and let's go to church. When you come back, you continue with school. I thank God that every Sunday of our lives, whether busy or not busy, the house of the Lord are open and my children will sit down and go away. Until they come to the accountability age, they can decide. But I have a responsibility. My wife has a responsibility to teach them. Brethren, mothers, let us instruct our children. In John chapter number 19 and verse number 25, we are coming to just at a close. I'm trying to really compress because back home I don't preach for 25 minutes. The least I preach for is 40 minutes. And the 40 minutes is I alone. There's an interpreter who also, when I speak, he speaks. So to put that together, how many minutes? Sometimes we spend the whole day at church. We go at church, and sometimes I get home like 3:30 in the evening. So, but I'm really trying to compress. I'm really trying to come in time. But the last of the mothers I would like to share with you is found in John chapter 19 and verse number 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, mother, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. This mother of Christ, we call, of course, Mary is the mother of Christ, and I will call her the loyal mother. The loyal mother. Mary had been there for her son, Jesus Christ, till death. even at death, in the process of dying, Mary stood there. That's hard. Very hard to take. Many mothers will not stand there. Many mothers will not go throughout the road in that process with their children. But Mary stood there. In difficulties, in trying times, in terrible times, Mary was loyal to the Lord, her son Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There are some mothers who are only known in joyful times. Sad to say, but don't only know your children in joyful times, know them in difficult times also. Be there for them. No matter what our children do, no matter what they go through, let's be loyal to them. For the Lord knows why He gave you such a beautiful child. That's why you need to be loyal to them. Mary did not give up. Even as a mother in the trying times, she did not give up. She stood by her son. She knew something good would come out of it. And that's why she did not give up. Mothers, I encourage you. When your children are going through tough times of life, don't give up on them.
Amen.
Continue to pray for them.
Amen.
I know in America, I've heard so many stories about what goes on in America. But even in that, stand by them. Don't give up on them. Pray for them. There's a couple right now that I'm praying for. I have four children, very adult children, and two of them are now engaged in lesbianism and homosexuality. And that is splitting the parents. It's cutting their hearts. Pastor's children, and they don't know what to do. The father wants to give up on the children, and the mother will not agree that the father give up on the children. Brethren and mothers, stand by them. We live in a world that is so devilish. We live in a world that is so tried. We live in a world when everything seems to be changing. But don't give up on your children in trying times. Pray that God would change their hearts.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Pray that God will meet them at their points of need. Pray that God will draw them closer to Him.
Amen.
For you never know what they go through, even as children. You never know what they experience as they hit the streets. That's why we need to pray for them. What did Job do? The Bible says, Job prayed for his children whenever he prayed, because he said, "Peradventure, my children have sinned. Lord, please forgive them." Let's pray for our children. If mothers will go on their knees and pray for their children day and night, we'll have a wonderful nation. A nation where God will be supreme.
Amen.
A nation where God's name can be called across the whole country because of the prayers of mothers. Mighty things have happened. I encourage all mothers here, if you are not a praying mother, please start to be one. Start to be one in the life of your husband. Start to be one in the life of your children. For your prayers go a long way to change your life. May God bless His word. Amen. Shall we pray? Pastor, will you please come? Dear Lord, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for your word. Father, I know there are many mothers that are struggling in times like these, struggling with domestic affairs, struggling with marriage, struggling with children. I thank God for mothers, and I thank you for godly mothers. Father, I pray that we will even see the example of these women as stated in God's word and try to follow their examples. You give us protective mothers. You give us supportive mothers. Give us instructive mothers that will instruct their children in the ways of God. Father, give us loyal mothers to stand by their children in trying times, not to give up. Oh, Father, I pray that if there's any mother that is struggling at this period, in all this point that we've just mentioned, may you, oh God, draw that heart close to you. May you encourage that mother. If there's any mother here that's going through that crisis, oh God, I pray for encouragement in her life. Stand by her and be with her, oh God. Lift her up to the throne of grace. Oh, Father, I pray for Grace Baptist Church. Pray for the pastor and his family. You be with them even as they spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in this community. May others in this community know Christ through this church. For this I pray in Christ's name. Amen.
In closing, let us sing, Be Thou My Vision. Stand with me, please.
Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, say that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my life. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. I, King of heaven, my treasure thou art. I, King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befalls, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Thank you. As we get ready to dismiss, just a couple of quick reminders. We do have some Mother's Day gifts available. Mother's Day gifts
available in the back for all the women of the church, if you'd like to grab one on your way out. Also, Pastor and Mrs. Choi have been staying in the parsonage, and they just wanted to express their thank you to the church, so they brought some mangoes that are available. If you'd like to grab a few, there are several available in the back as an expression of their gratitude. And so with that, I want to encourage you as well to get a chance to visit with Pastor Josiah Abidu Kennedy and get to know him a little more. Just pick up a prayer card on the way out and keep praying for him as well. So we're thankful again for his ministry among us this morning and his ministry as he continues to serve in Ghana. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Father, we want to give you the praise. You are a good and awesome God, and we are amazed at all that you do. And Lord, we are sinners, but we are saved by grace, and you use us. And we thank you that that is your plan and purpose, to build your church using weak and sinful people like us, Lord. Thank you for redeeming us, for giving us a hope that's in Jesus, and using us powerfully. And we pray that you'll continue to use us, even as we've been encouraged today, to for mothers to pour into their children and to make a difference. And Lord, even as we reflect on the missionary work that Pastor Josiah is doing, that we would also be faithful to proclaim the good news and make disciples. Father, would you use us and encourage us this week, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.